He was just an ordinary rollerblader. But one day, when he stumbled on an underworld deal, he went in too deep.
And now, he can't stop. I've put a bomb in your rollerblade, Jason Statham.
Save us! Save us!
I can't stop.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Oh, my groin!
Coming soon, The Rollerblade.
This movie's not yet ready.
Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Speak.
I'm Dunning Nguyen.
I'm Denny Sithibarakum.
I'm Michael Lee.
Miho!
Wow.
Whoa!
What was that noise?
Danny, what are you doing?
That was not
speaking
me.
Speaking your normal voice.
That was very
Danny
weird, Danny.
Brought some sort of pillow to the discussion. Danny, come on, man.
I am sober enough to remember this.
That was so freaky, Danny.
Danny's like, good. I already put the poison in the chili. Perfect. Glad Kevin ate two bowls of it. Make sure he gets that deep poison flavor.
We're going to die.
Anyway, this is the Sayonara episode of the S Words Podcast. And it doesn't mean that we're going to be going off the air. It just means that I've been getting very busy. And it will transition over to Dom to do whatever Dom wants to do with the show.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Porn. What?
Pornography is great.
We've established this before. Porn does not start with S. It'll have to be the P Words Podcast.
Sporn.
Oh, I haven't heard that term in a long time. So it's been over a year since we recorded our very first episode, which was really something we just came up with on the spot, really.
It came from an IM conversation I had with you. It's like, so we should, like, get back together more often and just talk. It's like, well, we can do a podcast. Oh, yeah, huh? What kind of podcast do you think we could do?
And we're talking about, like, video games and that sort of stuff. And we're like, well, I mean, I don't play video games all the time. It's not like I can talk about them, you know, very in-depth about all these different
and
things.
It's like, yeah, it was also the whole thing. It's like, well, we could maybe do movies. No, we don't watch that. Well, okay, we do watch that many movies, but...
Hiccups.
What
color is the eggplant?
Purple.
Okay.
It worked for me.
Lat purple.
So anyway, yeah, and then we just like, hey, you remember Celebrity Jeopardy? How about the S words?
So, you know, it wasn't actually even that. We just decided to talk about quotes from Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right.
Which led to, why don't we just do a show about S words? So you're actually going to hear some stories about how the show started up, how we actually really know each other, not those lie-type stories we've been telling you for the entire year, based upon a manuscript created by Dom at the beginning of the year.
It's called a story Bible.
And so this is really more of an episode, not just about the show itself, but also about...
Us,
yes, and our experiences with the concept of goodbye. And you get to hear Miho for the first time.
It's true.
Miho is not a hug pillow which has been popularized by...
You liars!
Miho is real, and you actually have heard her.
What did you pay him, Danny? To say this on mic.
So that's a big first on the show, but...
It's true.
Thanks.
Let me just tell you that after this IM conversation I had with Dom, the first thing that came to my head was, oh crap... I only have one microphone, and it's a USB microphone that I use for playing Dota. So, it's time to finally upgrade, and I pick up a 4-input mixing board and some crappy mics and some crappy stands, and the pop guards we're still using now, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And eventually, I put together the equipment we'd need, and I discovered that, hey, you know, XLR cables, you need to have one for every microphone. You can't use the general, what is it, like 3/4-inch jack, because you'll only be able to use one input. So that night was not fun. Lita's not here to be able to tell you about how we spent 2 hours going around looking for XLR cables after 6 p.m. on a Friday night. But eventually I did find a Best Buy that sold them at an incredibly overpriced price. But that's why we have the 3 and 5 foot XLR cables and the 2 25-foot ones that are the same price or lower in cost from Amazon.com.
Best Buy.
Your worst buys are always at Best Buy. Yeah. Okay, so that's how the show actually started up. Initially, for a while, we had talked about putting together some sort of podcast, and I had been doing some work with the show called The Appcast, which is about iPhone applications.
It's way more popular than
I just recorded my 56th episode of that this morning.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we've been featured on iTunes. We've been given opportunities to advertise, and we're not doing that yet. And I need to get off my goddamn ass to record some videos for how we review the games for the show. So enough about talk about the Appcast, but if you do have an iPhone, go to www.the-appcast.com and definitely check us out. So S-Words Podcast kind of started off as, hey, we don't really know anything about anything except for brief snippets of different things.
It's true.
So we were like, okay, well, S-Words, what can we talk about? And I'm like, well, the Super Bowl's coming up, we can talk about that. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Superman. And we just kept throwing out ideas. Like, hey, we could probably do this for a while.
And then we got really excited about Jason Statham.
We're always excited about Andy,
you're here for this, which was, in our opinion, one of our favorite episodes. It was recorded that advertisement about the rollerblader.
I put a bomb in your rollerblades, Jason Statham.
Watch out! Rollerblader!
Help me, Jason Statham!
And he can't stop. some crap like that. I'll probably mix in the actual ad somewhere in here. And, you know, we kind of continued on with this, and there were different things that we saw a lot of movies we didn't want to see.
We should have seen them normally, no.
Such as the movie that will not be named and Dragon Ball Chun-Li. Evolution.
Chun-Li.
She said it in Japanese, so it's okay.
What the hell was that, Danny?
Hey! I don't know if we saw Transformers 2 for the show.
We did not.
I regret still seeing it.
We did not actually talk about Transformers 2 on the show.
Now, the funny thing about the S-Words podcast, we didn't really expect it to be anything. We were just sort of doing it as a way so that we could all connect again. And then Dom has to be a jerk, and before I actually post up all the information I really need to post for the podcast, he goes on his Make Tokyo thing and it's like, hey guys, I record a podcast. And then on the next day I wake up, I'm like, okay, time to finally fix up the site so we're all ready to go. 8,000 hits. What the hell? I'm not ready for this.
Good job, Dom.
It's really funny because the S-Words podcast started up as way more popular than the Appcast. And now the Appcast is kicking your ass.
That's fine. I'm totally okay with that.
But remember, we've
never tried to do anything more than just have fun with this podcast.
Yeah, so that's sort of how everything kind of started up there. Dom got way too overexcited about announcing the show, and then things became way too pressurized for me. And then eventually we found kind of our groove around the, I don't know, Spider-Man or Wolverine.
Spider-Man was a good episode. One of those ones.
Or The Simpsons. I don't know. We started singing at one point.
We sing all the time.
What's wrong with singing?
So eventually things became kind of bigger. People were starting to, I don't know where this started. Someone started spreading our episodes to other people we knew. And then it kind of grew from that. Originally, we couldn't even get 4 people. Originally, it was me and Dom. And then Dom's like, I think I can get Danny for the Super Bowl. Because at least Danny knows something about football.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how do we get a 4th? And I was like, I guess I'll ask Lita to do it. And she'll be like, I don't know anything about football.
Perfect.
Who's what's his name? From the Rams and the Cardinals.
Kurt Warner,
who eventually is going to be played by Jason Statham.
Yes, that's right.
The Kurt Warner story.
So we started by Mark Wahlberg.
We started off with that, and it was scary. We could barely do half an hour of content. We had some really long blank pauses that I cut out.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't know they're there.
We still have those pauses sometimes, but less often now that we have 6 microphones.
We'll usually fill the void with stupidity, which needs to be edited out.
we moved on to more familiar territory like StarCraft and Street Fighter, which you guys got really excited about because you got to start talking about fighting games. Street Fighter. Things kind of moved off. We kind of did a balance between films, television, video games, comic books, and other kind of popular cultural icons, including ones we didn't really know that much about. And then someone always found a way to derail us into...
Like the Squaresoft episode where I was yelling at the screen like, "No, you're getting it wrong!"
That was a fun one.
That was a really fun one.
Hate everything by Squaresoft. Why are we recording this?
By the way, Final Fantasy 13, Kevin, you're going to have to bleep me out for this it, and it's f***ing ass. I hate that f***ing game so f***ing much.
And I'm still buying it, and I'm still going to play it.
Yeah, and you're going to hate it too.
I borrow from Donchang.
That's what she calls Dom.
It's don't also ask the name me why. Of one of the drums in Taiko no Tatsuji.
So actually things went on for a while, and then there was the theft, which my house was broken into, and we kind of didn't record some episodes for a while.
Yeah.
We actually lost our South Park episode.
We're going to do it again sometime.
In which me and Dom kind of fought over the fact that I love the episode Scott Peterson Must Die.
I hate
and
that Dom episode.
Tenorman.
Dom's
Scott Tenorman.
Scott Tenorman must die. And Scott Peterson's a real person, huh?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know who he is, but...
Don't die, man.
But
Actually,
Dom,
I think he was a suspect in a...
Yeah, I think he was. Wasn't he
a suspect in a murder?
His wife in the lake?
Allegedly.
Allegedly drowned.
Allegedly.
He's merely
he got convicted, didn't he?
Allegedly.
Well, actually, I think that's on record somewhere, but whatever.
And then Dom was like, "Kevin, you're a horrible person." Then that show got stolen, and we kind of went on a pause for a while.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get back and forth, but life's gotten a lot busier. When we first started this, life was not that busy.
I have a house now. Kevin has a house now.
Yeah. I actually had a house when we did start this.
Oh, you did?
I always had a house.
Move in yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean... Oh, yeah, I've got a housewarming coming. When are you guys free?
Did you just invite everybody on the podcast to your housewarming?
Sure.
Nice.
That's going to be not awkward.
Dom's address is...
Dom's
I don't think you need even see to say at this point.
Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
That's going to be a long drive for me, man. Good thing I bought that hovercraft. So, you know, that's kind of where the show went to. We've been really busy in the last few months. Dom's been moving. I've been way more busy at work, and I've got a whole bunch of crap I got to do in terms of chores every weekend.
So, you know, the thing is that this entire podcast exists as a reason for us to get together on weekends and shoot the breeze. And it's going to continue existing for that purpose, but it's going to be, you know, like once a month that we're going to get together and record like two or three podcasts. Or, you know, we're going to... It's going to be a much more fluid thing. Like, Kevin won't be here for all of them. You know, we'll just get together and talk, because that's the entire purpose of this podcast. It's the reason we have fun with it and the reason we keep doing it. And oh my god, there's Chris in his zebra-striped seats again. And those are hideous.
Hey man, don't knock it. He's bringing donuts.
Yeah, he's got Krispy Kreme.
It's the same
those are wonderful zebra
his underwear. And bra.
Dude, when it's on a man, it's called a bro. Don't you remember your Seinfeld?
Man's ear.
What?
There was an entire episode of Seinfeld about, what is it? It was Kramer, right?
Yeah, we still have all these S words to still work through. It's just a matter of how we're going to get through them. And so, really, originally we intended this not to be the very last S words. It was just a matter of, I'm not going to be available all the time now to record every weekend. So it's going to transition over to Dom. We've been doing that for a while now, and Dom's starting to edit them as well and understand the joys of editing a podcast.
Yep. Soon after this, Kevin's going to teach me how to make anime music videos.
I don't know how to do that. Who are you talking about? That's the other Kevin Chu.
Don't worry, Dom. I know a guy. I'm the first guy who ever got his autograph.
you know Super Unker?
After he won that first award.
Yeah. Wow. That Super Unker guy is pretty handsome. Has a diamond dick.
That must hurt.
So hard.
So hard.
I'm so hard.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Oh, I forgot about all the little things that we've accumulated over the time.
Redwood Man,
Jerk Store.
You know who we really should have had on this podcast?
Later.
No, we should have brought Hung for the first time.
Well, we should have brought Hung for the first time. Wait. Who's Hung?
Who's Hung?
I don't know, but I live with someone who is.
Are you Hung?
No, of course I'm not Hung. I'm Asian.
Hey, we have Miho finally on the recording.
Yay!
Which is a big deal because it was really hard to digitize a voice.
Damn it! It's easier nowadays.
I think we'll manage to get Hung for the Super Robot Wars.
Oh,
podcast.
Definitely.
Is it really hard to like sleep with the button on the pillow? You push it when it speaks.
What?
Like when you sleep, do you just suddenly like sleep on the button and then it presses and it's like, hey, and you're like, whoa.
What are you even talking about?
The first time.
Only
after
the first
that,
time you get used to it, right?
It just feels good.
You should add vibration.
Right.
Feels good, man.
Eventually the batteries wear out.
I've usually never talked about the pillow thing. I don't know why I'm being such a jerk about it today.
Because you're drunk.
You're a jerk store.
Oh.
It's clearly because you're
a jerk store called and they want you back. Oh, sorry, no, this is you're their best seller.
Well, I slept with your wife.
I forget how the joke goes, but your mother's a whore.
The joke ends as his wife's been dead for 2 years. So, moving on.
Thank you.
Really, the show is about, you know, how we're closing up like this. It's kind of like I say, like, this is the season finale. And really, the last episode was us being just drunk as hell. But this is the season finale, and, you know, as a matter of a season finale, it's a matter of going back and remembering what were the big things that you remember from when we were recording all these S-Words podcasts, and also, you have any cultural stories regarding goodbyes, like the term sayonara, or...
Woohoo, Krispy Kreme!
Or chocolate donut with sprinkles. You are the man, Chris.
Thanks, Chris!
You're the man now, Chris!
God!
No!
Do not want!
I know that one. Well, not the...
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks,
Chris.
Man.
Has brought Thank us you, Chris. Krispy Kreme donuts. They're very good at fighting your hangover.
Yeah, they're made of sugar, oil, and...
fat.
Yeah.
Everything you need. So... when was the first time you remember having to actually say a very big goodbye? And I know this reaches very deep into your heart.
It was my grade school graduation, actually.
Grade school? Elementary school then, right?
Yeah. And I went to a Catholic school for grade school, and one of the things we did was we had... every class was basically its own choir or whatever. And for the... for the graduation ceremony, we all had to get together and sing a goodbye song. And mine was, No. It wasn't Hit the Road Jack either. It was,
Goodbye.
No, it was, Voice to Men. It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. And that's the first big, goodbye I remember. It's just saying goodbye to all my grade school friends, who hopefully are not listening to this podcast, so that they don't know what kind of person I've grown up to be.
You mean the guy that, like, puts a hot dog in a guy's mouth and then unzips his fly? I mean, zips up his fly?
You can reference our Smashed episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Which, do not listen to in a public place. Once again.
Yeah, the warning, sir, is
great
now. The warning
always comes after.
A week after.
Anyone else have any good goodbye stories? I don't think most goodbye stories are good.
No,
they're usually sad.
Yeah, way to depress us all, Kevin.
Don't worry. I've got a whole pack of hot dogs for you.
That made Andy happy. Wait, no,
no
it didn't. He made his disturbed face.
Again.
Awkward.
I know. It's really hard to talk about something like this. And, you know, I had a couple stories. I was like, should I talk about this story? And then I thought to myself, no.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk about, you know, my grandmother dying. That's not a very good story to share.
Or, like, Ronnie. Goodbye, Ronnie. That was a tough time.
Yeah, that was. Did we record a podcast that day?
I don't think we recorded a podcast that
We were just. It was just a birthday party.
It was just our birthday party.
Miho has a story.
She's sticking up her hand.
We find out Michael Jackson died in Japan. It's a good story, isn't it?
She's speaking English.
Oh, ごめん.
I said sorry. I got it wrong.
That's actually interesting. One of the ones I did think about when I was like, well, what goodbye stories do I really have? And, you know, I've been fortunate enough not to really have anyone really leave my lifetime that really affected me because I was very close to them. But one of the ones I did think about was one of my favorite composers was Jerry Goldsmith. And I remember when he passed away, I was like, man, I'm never going to hear new music from him for a while. It's actually very similar to a lot of people that when Michael Jackson died, that was surprising. No one expected that to happen. And, you know, he had this huge comeback tour. And I was like, oh, man, that's one of my guys on my checklist. I have to see.
Yeah, I wanted to see him before he died, too.
Yeah. And for me, it was just like, it's a really... And I know I feel really bad because for me, I've been fortunate enough not to have lost anyone very close to me. But for me, just to not be able to hear any more of his music and any more movies is kind of it was very shocking to realize that.
Yeah. When it's an artist like that when Stan Winston went away and it's like, we're not going to see, you know, special effects from him anymore. I mean, he still has a studio. But, you know, it's not going to be quite the same without the man, you know?
Yeah, he was... I still think about it. Like, he's still the guy that was keeping it alive. There's really no big figurehead to keep practical effects alive very well anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Iron Man was the last one he did, right?
Kind of Terminator Salvation. There's still a few things his studio did with that. Okay. I would count Iron Man as the last one.
As the actual Stan Winston input one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wonder what's going to happen to Iron Man 2. Do they just have all the old equipment around that they use?
It's going to be all digital. Digital actors.
Digital actors? Oh, it'll be like Beowulf?
They don't have to pay money.
So then he could dance on the ceiling with a vacuum cleaner.
What?
Yeah, again, what?
It's like, oh, you can't get Terrence Howard again? Well, you're in the movie whether you want to be or not.
You're in the
movie. Wasn't that Fred Astaire?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Said Gene they couldn't Kelly get Terrence sold, Howard. Volkswagens.
Okay.
Right?
I don't remember.
They did Gene Kelly's Sing in the Rain thing with some other product.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that.
So the next thing I thought about in terms of what can I talk about with this topic was... Well, this is kind of a cool, kind of a good story in terms of a goodbye, but it's to a character, and I got into comic books because of the death of Superman. And
really?
Yeah, it was, I had not even known that Superman died. What we had originally was, and I was in the Boy Scouts, and we were doing a game in which you tell one lie and one truth, and one of the truths was Superman has died. And I said, like, no, that's, what are you talking about? That's not possible. And then my mom was like, no, that actually did happen. It just happened recently. And then, you know, that was the first time we went to the comic book store and bought that story and I read it. And that's how I got into comic books.
Cool.
I still have that issue. I have a ton of issues about, you know, the death and return of Superman and, you know, those four stupid Supermen that came back to kind of replace him and then all became... worthless characters.
The Man of Steel was awesome. He was black.
Steel was pretty cool.
Steel? Until Shaquille O'Neal got his claws into him.
That movie was awesome.
Oh. Hey, wait. Steel's an S-word.
No.
Shaquille. We're much more likely to do Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq-tastic.
But, I mean, I was trying to think of, you know, positive spins on some sort of goodbyes. And, you know, the concept of the death of Superman really introduced me to the world of comic books, that there's a mythology to it, that there's a history that occurs with all your characters. Eventually you grow up and realize everyone dies in comic books and they come back. And sometimes it's ridiculous and sometimes it's more ridiculous.
Like when Superboy punches reality so hard that people are alive again.
That's Superboy Prime.
Superboy Prime, man.
Superman Prime after that.
Oh.
Because of the whole legal issues regarding Superboy.
I was just saying Superboy because he was the original Superboy. He's, what, Earth 2 Superboy?
No, he's not the original Superboy. He's the Earth Prime Superboy.
Earth Prime, yeah. Oh, Earth Prime Superboy. Okay.
So I mean, that's my spin on it. It's a death of a character that brought me into this whole world of comic books. I don't know if anyone else has stories similar to
what
that.
What brought me into the world of comic books was college and Comic Relief being on my way home. So it's just like, all right, let's go. This is the best comic book store in the Bay Area, and I'm just going to sit around and absorb everything. So what got me into comic books actually was Transmetropolitan.
Yeah.
So Spider Jerusalem, who deserves his own podcast someday.
So you can talk about your man crush, Warren Ellis.
No, I actually don't. I actually don't have as much of a man crush on Warren Ellis now because his Twitter is just way too much to follow.
Too many @s.
But anyway, it was, yeah, and I'm just thinking about it right now. It's like, oh yeah, there's this good, at the very end of Transmet, you're supposed to say goodbye to Spider Jerusalem, and then he's like, ha 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 ha, I'm not going away. And
Spoiler.
Well,
he doesn't die?
Now I don't need to read Transmet.
You still do. It doesn't ruin anything for you.
Yeah, it doesn't ruin anything, period. It's just that it's just kind of interesting to compare that to the way Hunter S. Thompson actually died.
Spoiler.
That's the hell, real. Yeah. That's you open an encyclopedia and that will spoil it for you. Actually, it's a very good thing you brought back Comic Relief because I actually remember something.
When Rory Root died?
When Rory Root died. And
oh, yeah.
That, you know... Sure, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He smelled. But the guy loved comic books so much more than anyone else.
And he liked us, too. He
was really
us.
Nice to us. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't feel like going back to the store anymore. Because, I mean, Leah's kind of confirmed this to me after she went back to go buy the new issue of Fables. But the workers there are really snooty now. And I feel like without him, like, just kind of, you know, everyone should be on equal ground when they come into that store, right?
Exactly.
Now I feel like it's not anymore.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is all of the staff there are pretty much experts in comics, and they know way more than anyone should. And Rory did too, but Rory was a people person. He wanted to bring you up to his level.
He said, okay, this is what you like. I'll find every book I can in order to match your tastes and bring you into this wonderful world that I am in.
Yes.
I'd also like to point out, as someone who had worked under River Root, he knew how to whip the crap out of the workers to really open up to everybody on the floor. So.
Well, you actually worked at Comic Relief, John?
I worked under there for around a month, and man, he scared the crap out of me. I have never been that scared of an owner of a business since. I mean, he just... There's nothing to describe it, but yeah.
All right. But yeah, now it's not the same at all going back into Comic Relief. So I've kind of... Well, I don't go to that store very often anymore anyway. But it's kind of weird going in there and going like, this store defined my college experience, and it's just time to say goodbye to it.
Yeah,
I've outgrown it, or it's outgrown me. I don't know which.
Well, it's not growing anymore. I mean, Rory had a pattern of making sure that the actual stands of all the comics would change. The whole, when you went into it, you would have a new experience every few months or so. Now it is pretty much static.
Yeah, it's kind of static.
And it's also, you know, I recently I get the feeling that it's not doing too well because you've got a lot of, you know, 50 cents per comic or $1 per comic. You know, it feels sort of like a, I don't know, like a rundown kind of store. When Rory was around, it always felt new. Everything was feeling like it was a new experience, basically. But not anymore, so... It's...
That could just be a reflection of the times. It's... economy.
Yeah, I mean, there is that fact. Right. But, I mean, it really has not moved, and he would have made sure that all of those stands had been moved around. I mean,
yeah.
Just what he did. That's what one of the biggest peeves we had was, man, we gotta move those stands again? Jesus! Oh, man! But, yeah.
But remember that... We're talking about some pretty permanent goodbyes for people who've left us This is, remember that this is the S Words podcast. We're alive, and we're going to just keep shooting the breeze as long as there's a weekend that we're all free with microphones and there's something to talk about. So, you know, this is not the end. Kevin will be back even. Probably.
What?
Kevin will be back, especially for when we're doing Superman, because...
I'll pencil you in for August.
Talk to my agent.
Well, yeah, he's not here right now.
So maybe some weekend or another, Kevin will say, "Hey guys, I'm available for a podcast." It's like, all right, let's go talk about Superman because we've been saving that one for when you're back. You know, that kind of thing.
Or Shakespeare.
No, you're not. If I do Shakespeare again, you are not going to be there.
Why not?
He sent out another email. Do not tell Kevin about this episode. Hey guys, Shakespeare!
Shakespeare!
How else would you do Shakespeare? I mean, Jesus.
The man's so boring.
I mean, he's dead. How boring can you get?
You know what helped Shakespeare be better? Star Wars.
That's right.
Shakespeare.
With the Klingons.
Shakespeare.
What? So, actually, thinking about this, our longest episode was Star Wars, right?
That was by your intent.
I made sure it was our longest episode because that damn Star Trek one, which was like 100 minutes, but really good the entire way through. It's like, no, Star Wars has to be longer. And it turned out that it was not as good of an episode.
Really?
In my personal opinion, I didn't. I still think...
Well, we can do Star Wars again whenever it's relevant again. The live-action series is coming, right?
Joy!
I still think back and I'm like, what are my favorites? Obviously Jason Statham.
Jason Statham was a very
that was a pretty
episode.
Crazy afternoon. I still think back on the Wolverine one.
The Wolverine one was fun.
The Dragon Ball one, in which I kept trying to tell you Dragon Ball Evolution is actually a pretty worthwhile movie. I have it on my shelf. We can watch it right now.
No.
You know, it is so inappropriate because we're recording this on the day of the Oscars.
All the Oscars don't know crap anyways.
Let's watch Clue.
Has anyone here not seen Clue? Oh, we have to watch it. Oh, Miho hasn't seen it.
Miho hates movies though, so never mind.
What was it? Singing Telegram?
I'm singing Telegram.
Boom! Bitch is dead!
She was a go-go. They just shot a go-go.
I can't remember any other episodes I really, really enjoyed. I remember we had some stuffs that were really weird.
Yes, we had.
I think Stuff 17, Redwood Man.
Redwood Man was an especially strange one, it's true.
How did that even happen?
Because we were in Redwood City.
We're talking about Redwood City.
We were talking about like local superheroes.
The defender of Redwood City.
Redwood Man.
Redwood Man. And then I think I remember I said, I screamed out, I'm so hard.
Yes.
What's his superpower?
Being hard.
Yeah. Being hard and long.
And actually, if you guys have forgotten this, Albert has maintained a Facebook profile for Redwood Man.
Wait, that's not Redwood Man?
I thought that was Kevin.
I think Albert is Redwood Man.
It must be his secret identity.
Spoiler. Obviously, it's his secret identity.
Yeah, Jesse, you also created that application, Nerd Points.
Yes, Nerd
Points. Yes, he did.
Which actually a couple of my friends had it after, who'd had no idea what it was. They're like, why does Andy have this Nerd Points application?
Why do you just give and take Nerd Points from each other? It doesn't really mean anything.
It's like achievements that you can give to people for being nerds.
You know, like recording this podcast has been it's been a lot of work.
It is. I've come to appreciate how much work Kevin put into this thing in terms of not necessarily blood, but definitely sweat and tears.
Yeah, especially the tears part.
Yeah.
I remember that San Diego Comic-Con, we recorded four hours of content.
Yeah.
Including Dom's random interviews
with
on the
David
floor.
Willis, where I just talked about man witches.
I have to tell you. Listening to the raw versions of those episodes is really strange. Because in the middle of it, you'll be like Dom and the guest being interviewed, maybe talking. And all of a sudden the guest will be like, wait, I gotta sell this thing to this guy. You hear background noise like, yeah, this is this price and this. And then I'd be like, I guess I'll cut this. And then Dom will say something really inappropriate. I'd be like, gotta cut that too. Or make it louder. And, you know.
Yes, because I totally need to be made louder. My voice doesn't carry enough.
You know, as we come to the close of this season of the S Words podcast, you know, it's kind of interesting. I never really expected things would get very far. I thought, you know, we'd record a couple ones and be like, yeah, it's fine and everything. We change up the format. I didn't think this many people would want to be on the show.
Yeah, seriously. You know,
people telling us, hey, can I be on the show? I'm like,
okay.
Why?
Come shoot the breeze with us.
Because we get to hang out with friends we haven't seen for a while.
I thought it was just hang out with me. But
yeah, I hadn't seen you for a while.
Yeah. Not with Dom. You don't want to be with him. You guys smells.
I smell like beer right now. Beer and chili.
That's actually a good thing.
I think that's just the whole room right now.
It's my game.
Because I can smell it over here. That's just because John was sitting here.
Mm. John smells like chocolate milk and butterflies.
One of the things for me is...
Kevin smells like jet fighters and punching.
One sounds of the things painful. For me with this show is the... You know... It makes me realize how old I am.
Yeah, you're very old.
I feel really bad because you guys are older than me. No, most of you.
You're very old.
Like, I think back to myself. I'm like, it's been 5 years I've been out of college. And to look back, and we know each other from college.
Yep.
To look back and just be like, you know.
We've been friends for a long, long time.
Goodbye to that college experience. But, yeah.
We own houses. Three of us at this table own a house.
Yep.
That's so weird.
Only two pay mortgages.
Who doesn't pay a mortgage?
The one who inherited it?
Yeah. Only two of us truly own a house. One of us is some sort of jerk.
Who inherited one?
Jesus.
So do you still charge rent?
He does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all profit.
100%. Don't tell the IRS.
The man lives in a bathrobe.
Wait, when did it become Hugh Hefner?
You come out, you knock on the door, with rent. I'll get it to you next month, I swear.
It's the first of the month.
You better watch out if you're late, he opens up the room.
I'm going to go to Costco and buy some hot dogs. Kirkland Signature.
No, Kirkland Signature, no. I go Archer Farms, Target brand.
Oh, because you don't have to pay a mortgage, you're all fancy on us
I'm
now.
I'm all kinds of fancy.
I can't even afford Archer Farms. I can't even afford dirt.
Well, back in my day, when we owned a house, you had to build the foundation yourself.
Wait.
Blood.
Were you wearing an onion on your belt, as was the style at the time?
Yes, it was back in 19-diggity-2. We had to say diggity because the Germans had stolen the number 20.
It was a yellow onion, right? Because those white onions were not available during the war.
Yeah. So I was wearing that onion on my belt, which was the style of the times.
Give me 5 B's to a quarter, I says. We said B's because the nickels had B's on them, which was the style of the time.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was wearing the onion on my belt. That was the style of the time. We didn't have those fancy white onions, no. Because of the war.
God, I need to see that episode again.
It's somewhere here.
I know.
Nice story. Could have used more vampires, though.
the only season I own is season 3, and that's the one with the Baseball Ringers episode. Actually, I think I own season 2. But anyway, the point is, season 3 is the best of all seasons.
I actually really very much like seasons 4 and 5.
4 and 5 are good ones.
I think I own 1 to 8 or 9.
Yeah. Which is right around when Phil Hartman died, right?
You really gotta stop at Ted. Don't go further than Ted.
No.
Don't make my mistake, boy.
Wait, which reminds me, while we're talking about this, so are you nervous about the new season of Futurama? Are you scared of it?
I really don't really want to see any new Futurama. After the movies, no, nothing. Please, stop.
I thought the movies were fine.
But they were just fine. They were not season 5 of Futurama. Good. They were seasons 1 and 2 good.
What was the name of that red shirt in the Star Trek episode again?
Scotty?
No. It was like the random guy they brought along.
Died. Picard. Riker.
In the episode of
Geordi?
Picard didn't go on away missions.
Sorry. Riker.
Except to the pests in San Francisco.
And on Darmok and Jalata Tanagra.
And in Nemesis, they went on that dune buggy planet.
Right. Yes.
Because Nemesis was the best movie of the Star Trek franchise.
It was 5, the one where they meet God.
Why do they name the Star Trek movies with those numbers if they're not consistent? 2? Where's 1? 4? 6? 8?
They followed
Star Trek? What? There's no number on this one.
They were following the naming convention for Final Fantasy.
Oh, you mean of the ones that don't exist?
Yeah, they just skip numbers.
You can't do that. Final Fantasy only has 1,
4,
6,
7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, it's kind of over there. What is this 13 coming out?
Fuck 13.
I bet you it never comes out.
Well, there's a sayonara right there, Final Fantasy 13. We never knew you, but I'm glad you're gone.
There's 14.
Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, Final Fantasy 13.
And the door has all these nails in it. And axes. And hey, cyanide pills.
When you own a house, you can put whatever you want on the door.
Where do you get your cyanide?
Costco, it's Kirkland brand.
From almonds.
They're always sold out when I try to buy it. I just buy vitamin E instead. It's good for your hair.
What were we talking about again?
Idiot.
Long, lustrous hair.
Wait, who actually has long hair here?
Mike used to.
Miho.
The pillow.
Miho has the longest hair out of all of us. She's got a little ponytail thing going. The rest of us have,
The rest of us are guys!
Yeah. I remember there was a time period in college where Danny had the Hillary haircut. That was awesome.
Demo, shita no ke mite nai.
What?
What?
It looked very feminine.
Not to translate that.
Can I say that in English?
We might have to censor you, but no.
Huh? Can I?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, you can.
We haven't seen the other guy's under hair.
Oh, are we supposed to show each other our pubic hairs now?
Well, sure. We cut them off, put them in a bag for good luck. What?
When I was taking sex ed in high school, middle school actually, they taught us much younger. One time we had to discuss the different, you know, things that happen when you go through puberty. I mistakenly called pubic hair public hair. That's the end of the story.
Yay!
When I was going through sex education, it was really weird because it was in grade school. Well, yeah, elementary school, but it would be the same grade as other people going to junior high or middle school. And I was taught by nuns, and the book basically they taught us from said, these are your parts. Don't use them because God loves you.
That's right. I imagine the book is like 20 pages, and each page has one word in big, bold, impact font.
And it says, impact.
Don't use your dick. It's not for f***ing. Signed, Jesus.
Jesus,
and
Holy
God.
And
he
Holy
is
Spirit.
My father.
And also me.
Period.
That's around 20 or something.
Was the book in hardcover?
No.
Huh. He went to the cheap school.
I actually have this problem with hardcover books in a library.
Oh, got it.
Where they put that Mylar over the dust jacket. Oh, I hate that. Then you know the sound, the crinkly sound it makes when you open it? It's like,
yeah.
And it's just like, oh, can't read this book now.
You're retarded. No, he's drunk. There's a difference.
No, I'm drunk. He's retarded.
Whoa.
What?
My Kleenex became 2.
Did you just piss on yourself?
Time to go piss myself.
And you pause it.
You get out.
No, I'm not gonna join you into the bathroom.
Someone that holds it.
Are we women or something?
Is it word for tsureshon in English, dog?
What?
Tsureshon.
What?
Tsureshon.
Tsureshon. What is that? Oh, tsureshon. Oh God. Go. It's called going to the bathroom together.
That's not the word. It's a phrase.
There's no single word for bringing other people to the bathroom with you so you can piss.
Actually, Chris has gone to the bathroom with me many times before. Usually
to hold his hair while he throws up into the toilet.
No. I've noticed this. I don't know if Chris has. But it's very uncomfortable for me to go to the bathroom when I'm having a dinner and Chris is at it. Because at least half a dozen times now, every time I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, he gets up too. And goes to the bathroom at the same time. What? And in my mind, I'm like, I really hope people are not like, oh, they hold each other's dicks. That's not what happens.
What really happens is they have a fun time.
You go to sleep. We have the same clockwork for urination.
Really?
Yes.
And urine comes back at the top of the S Words podcast.
Oh, urine's gonna be a big tag soon.
Yeah. What are we even talking about?
That's it.
Wow, man. Jesus.
Shut up, John. You and I slept together in the same room.
Yeah, but that's different than doing it in the bathroom. And Jesus, it's unhygienic.
Okay. John and I, when we lived in Japan for a month,
oh, God.
Our apartment was really weird. The shower was basically like a closet for the room.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to dry yourself and dress yourself in the closet in that shower, lest you want the other person to see your naked, glistening, wet body.
Why not?
Mio brings up an interesting point.
That was a fun one.
Why not? Well, because we're not gay.
although John did. Oh, this is a great story.
No,
John. According
no.
to he was gay at a time.
John,
the only person who's taking it, I take it.
Yes, so you do take it.
Okay. So a lot of these anime stores eventually do have a floor that's just for yaoi content.
Oh,
and
God.
So. One time we were at this place and we're like, okay, how do we get to the stairs to get to the second floor? John goes downstairs
to the yaoi department.
The yaoi department and asks the clerk in English, how do I go upstairs? I'm like, why are you going downstairs to ask about how to go upstairs?
Upstairs.
You just stay on the same floor as me.
Then
we realized, hey, you know, if you walk around the building, the stairs are on the other side.
I didn't know that. I was downstairs talking with the yaoi department. Two women who were just looking at me like, huh? What? What? Upstairs.
How do I go upstairs? Yeah. How?
What does this mean?
My index finger going into my palm. What?
No. This is another interesting story about Chris. Since we're closing out this season anyways, might as well get all that deep, juicy content out.
Yeah.
We like to go karaoke a lot. In the middle of some karaoke thing, one of us, does that motion, you know, where you kind of like, you put one hand into this almost fist.
Cylindrical system.
In a cylindrical thing, so you can slide the finger of the other hand in and out of that fist kind of area. We were doing that. Chris asks us, what does that mean? Clearly he knows what it means. I just don't think he knows why we're doing it. He just phrases the question wrong.
They never let me live it down since.
For the next over 5 years, we have proceeded to whenever Chris is around, if no one's saying anything, or, you know, we're just talking about Chris, it usually lingers back to, hey,
Chris,
form your fist in your left hand. You put the pointer finger out on your right hand. You can do this at home if you want. Make sure you're not doing this on speakerphone in a public place. And sort of insert the finger into the fist in and out in a motion that simulates a penis entering a vagina. Then ask yourself, what does this mean? It Chris. Is intercourse.
The more you know.
You'll probably learn this in middle school, where you should probably not say public hair.
searching yet?
This is also an explicit show.
I think so. Man, yes.
Why didn't we start with explicit shows from the beginning?
Because we wanted to be all ages.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that totally happened.
Especially on our Sayonara show.
Or our Smash show.
It kind of makes sense with the Sayonara one. Someone's going to take us off the air.
Bye-bye, kids! Nice knowing you.
I really hope that there's no, like, 8-year-olds listening to this podcast or something. I also especially hope that 8-year-old isn't my niece. Oh, God.
Those kids already know what we're talking about. They probably are like, man, this is ancient information. Where's the new stuff? Where's the stuff involving the internet and Facebook?
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm remembering the first time I ever met Miho, because I went over to Danny's apartment and we were hanging out. We were about to head, I think, to Japan. Japantown or something like that.
And then you forgot Danny.
Oh, no, that's a different story.
Bye-bye to Danny.
There's this girl there, you know, sleepily lazing around on Danny's bed, and she wakes up and she goes, "Teach me wad." I'm like, okay.
She wasn't asleep at the time.
What's wob?
She's like, "Teach me wad." I'm like, okay. And since I was an English major, I started trying to teach her, you know, actual words. She's like, no.
Oh, words. Okay.
No, teach me daddy wad. I'm like, well, all right, fine. And then I teach her what a donkey punch is.
That's,
what?
That is your starting dirty word? Really?
Here's the thing. This is actually
that's your starting one? That's like really weight. That's like saying, give me a beer. I've never had one before. Here, have some vodka.
So here's the thing. This actually started with G. G was the one who was actively trying to teach Miho.
Donkey punch.
English. So this is why it came up later on. I don't know why you started with donkey punch though.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
That's a little more than I wanted to know about you.
It's a myth, by the way. It doesn't work like that.
Dom likes it hard. Or at least giving it out hard.
If it's not hard, it's not worth starting. Hey, here's what I...
The more you know?
Here's what I've never talked about. First time I ever met Dom. Now, you know, being a loser child of the last generation, of the 2000s. Wow, that's weird. That's last generation. That's like a century ago. That loser child of that time, I grew up with crap, like things that Dom likes. Like Megatokyo.
Megatokyo.
I don't actually necessarily like it.
So, I grew up with that in my high school years. So, I eventually got to Berkeley, and, you know, I'm one of those kids who really likes anime and comic books, video games, all that. So then, eventually, I got to that
point, you're going to lead with... this is, you know, how much you've never had sex before you met Dom?
Yes, and then I'll get to Dom, and we'll talk about the sex.
Okay.
So...
Donkey Punch.
So then I learned about Donkey Punch when I met Dom.
He's a great teacher, I tell you. I've never learned as much under Dom as anywhere else.
It really helps. So.
We're terrible people.
Wow, a lot of this is going to get
cut. Especially you, Dom.
A lot of this is going to get cut.
It's going to go from.
I really hope I edit this without having drank anything beforehand, so I make sure the appropriate things are cut.
All right.
So I get there, and then, like, there's Cal out of my shelf, and I'm like, oh, that's the anime club. I don't know if I'm going to do an anime club. I'm going to do something, you know, like where you can use it to put on your resume and be like, yeah, I did this community crap. Hire me. Eventually, I did do the anime club. But when I did, you know, I was there with another freshman guy that I don't know. I haven't spoken for him in a while. We were both freshmen at the time. And eventually, Danny brings in someone whose email is dom@megatokyo.com. Now, I'm like, that guy's a liar. That's a fake email address. Are you kidding me? That's not Dom. I imagine Dom's like some 40-year-old guy living in his mom's basement. So eventually, we meet Dom with Danny by his side.
And the other freshman, was this Brian?
Yes, this was Brian.
Okay, just checking.
During this point in our time, we are both freshmen. And, you know, a lot of these guys here are upperclassmen, and we are terrified of Danny. Because we have no idea. He looks at us with his stoner look. And we're like, I don't know if he wants to murder us, Or he's actually just that way normally.
He's the Hawaiian emperor, I swear.
What?
He's very stoic.
Where did this
and he knows
come from?
It will come to you.
The Hawaiian emperor?
Hawaiian emperor. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
First of all, Hawaii is a state. Second of all, I believe they were a monarchy before. Yes. They were not an empire.
Third of all, Dole Whip. That's why he is here in the main country.
I'm pretty sure
he's in exile.
There's not enough land to be an empire.
Aw, technicalities.
So anyways, we're like, oh, man, Tom at megatokyo.com. This guy's a total, like, he's just trying to be funny. We meet Dom, and, you know, in our minds, we're like, okay, this guy doesn't seem like the Dom from Megatokyo that we imagine. Eventually, I found out it is the real Dom from Megatokyo. My dreams are crushed. But my dreams of being a basement dweller are crushed. 2 years later, not even 2 years, but maybe a year later, I meet Chris, who is actually one of our members that comes very often. And one day he asks me, hey, you know the Dom that's in your staff? Is that Dom from Megatokyo? And then we proceed to never speak to him for about a couple months. We say no, and then we know, like, oh man, don't talk to this guy. He's one of those freaks. That's good. Man, it's Dom from Megatokyo. Let's hump his legs till he bleeds.
Meanwhile, yeah, this was the period where I took up the fake name Win Yoon Kim, which is just two mispronunciations of my last name. It's like, that sounds Korean, so I put Kim at the end.
Yeah.
Chris eventually becomes staff with the Kalamanish Alpha and discovers this is Dom from Megatokyo, and it's not a big deal. That's my entire story about our initial perceptions of when you join up the club. Like, first, he's a liar. Two, oh, he's not really like that. Two, don't tell other people he exists. I will also tell you, one time I was at a convention and I was talking to everyone, somebody else, like, oh, do you think Dom's here yet? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Some guy that just happens to be walking by. This is an anime convention, so of course people are eavesdropping on conversations and want to, you know, kind of hold their chin up to tell you about what's going on with the convention. Turns to us and is like, oh yeah, Dom from Megatokyo, he's totally here. I just saw him at some whatever panel thing. And we're like, okay. Okay. It's a weird feeling.
It really
when
is.
When someone speaks to you about someone you know personally as though they are a celebrity, famous. And you sort of like can't tell them, I actually know him.
It's like when people talk to me about,
shut up, little man!
It's like, hey, those are really cool music videos. Like, yeah.
They're filled with mistakes. There's so many flaws in them. Only a peon would vote for them. It just turns out there's many peons.
There's a lot of us.
God.
One day I do want to meet that Super Runker guy.
The one who actually made the game Super Runker with the stick figure and the dropping poop?
If only I could fly to Russia.
He's pretty cool. I got his signature.
Oh man. So any closing words before you sign off as a permanent host for the last time?
I have no other words other than I very much appreciate how much you guys have really kind of become interested in actually being part of the show. We initially never thought this would become anything besides us speaking to each other about, hey, let's start a show. I never thought I would own a mixing board that costs more than a console. Or the fact that we'd have all these microphones and that we don't have to touch the table anymore for the rest of our lives. I'm very surprised how far this actual show went. I'm very surprised about the business opportunities that showed up that I never got told you guys about because I didn't want to sell out for the show, but we probably should have.
Sellout is an S word.
Sellout is an S word.
Sellout is always a good idea.
You know, I'm actually...
Is it the fuck truck?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you actually get contacted about what the fuck?
Oh, we got so many contacts about what the fuck. And
that's
to be
awesome.
Scared out of my mind to even respond for anything for the rest of my life.
Amy is still talking about funding that thing. It's like... There should be a pho truck in San Francisco. You'd make hundreds of dollars.
If not tens of hundreds.
Hundreds! Just 10 of us in a truck. Hundreds of dollars.
Microphones.
Minus the cost of the hundreds of dollars. we'd make nothing. It'd still sell pretty terrible fun, but...
Sounds like a great business plan.
You know, how good is your fun? Well, one of us is actually Vietnamese.
If we brought in Hung, then another half person would be Vietnamese. Yeah.
One and a half Vietnamese guys.
That's a good idea for a menu item, Hung Pho.
Sounds good and hard.
You put a hot dog in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not those Kirkland signature ones, those Archer Farm ones.
Those fancy
the big ones with the flavor in them.
They're plump when you cook them.
Melts in your mouth, not in your bun.
I never expected that you guys would be very interested in the show. I never expected that you guys would listen to the show.
I don't listen
even
to the
think
show.
It was worth listening to. You know,
I don't listen to it anymore.
Thanks, Andy.
Before we even did it, I thought, you know, it would just be a matter of every weekend me and Don would be like, who can we ask that will say yes?
And now
and
we
then
have
that would end up being, Lita, please record on the show.
Or, hey, Ian and Jess are around. Let's get them.
And now we have 8 people around the table.
You know, it was very
9 people, sorry.
Very surprising to me how far and how much we've actually recorded. It's a really impressive thing how many episodes we actually have gotten through. Most podcasts never make it past 5.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, we were very, very consistent for a while. It was just a matter of losing a bunch of time every single week. Not just on the weekend, but for me on the weekdays.
Yes. And that's why we're going to be a little bit less frequent from now on, but we're still going to record, guys.
It was surprising to me how much feedback we actually got from a lot of people. Yeah. It was surprising they came from all sorts of different countries. It was surprising the fact that, you know, people were interested in what we're saying and actually found the content to be worthwhile. But to me, like, the most important thing about us ever having done this show was that, you know, it's going to always live somewhere out there. And, you know, 10 years from now, you can go back and you can listen to it and you'll be like, what the hell are we talking about?
Why are we talking so much about urine?
Well, who is this Jason Statham?
No, Jason Statham will be around in 10 years.
So it's
Jason Statham will be president of the United States in 10 years.
Not after that Donkey Punch scandal.
United Statham
of America.
So, you know, it's really cool to have that mark out there. When we were in college, we did a lot of cool projects as well, and like these little video projects here and there. I don't even know where those files are anymore, but I do know that Esquirt's podcast is going to be out there on that file space. It's always going to be there. We've had some difficulties. We've had some times when it was really difficult to figure out what we're going to even speak about. We have all that information now, and it's always something you can visit back about and say, like, you know, I haven't seen my friends a long time, or, you know, God forbid, really a long time from now, I miss my friends.
Yeah.
And you'll have that, you know, to listen to and know that you can go back and remember something good and it's there and you don't have to feel like, I don't remember if it was this way or not. You can be that nerd and say, ha, I checked. And that's what you said.
And we made that was the time we made fun of Chris for liking Tool.
Wait, one time.
That's like every episode. If we talk about Chris, it's usually
Tool or vomiting.
Tool or not holding alcohol.
Well, what does this mean?
What does this mean?
What does this mean, Chris? What does this mean?
I'm really surprised that Chris is still our friend.
Oh, I love you all.
So, I mean, it's been really cool recording the show with you guys. We got a lot of content, and there's going to be more content coming forward. Really, the show kind of evolved from being a show about words that begin with the letter S to being a show about a bunch of friends talking. About words that start with the letter S, and hopefully it turns out to be entertaining enough for people that don't actually know us. I think we did a very good job in terms of the fact that a lot of people actually, you know us by the names, by when they listen to us, they know, like, kind of our different personality types. And, you know, I've had emails where it's
crap,
like,
people, more even more people now know that I'm a jerk.
I've had emails where people are like, hey, when's so-and-so coming back? Or, man, don't bring so-and-so back. I'm not revealing any names.
Those sorry, guys.
Deleted, guys.
Aww.
But I mean, it's a great feeling to know people are listening. People enjoy what they listen to. I feel sometimes bad when people are saying, like, yeah, I don't have these conversations with my friends. It's it sucks. And, you know, I'm not saying like, oh, it's okay to just listen to the show and just, you know, those are conversations you can have that you can listen to and hope you relate to. I mean, there's always people out there that will share the same kind of interests with you. And, you know, one day go out and have your own S words, you know, conversation with someone else.
I think there's a little S words in all of us.
But S words is taken, so you guys have to take another letter.
Yeah, yeah. So T words or B words.
Or R, or whatever. Words. Those are always fine.
Podcast.
Why is every one of these explicit?
Except for the one called F. It's been a really cool show. I'm glad for everyone that's been recorded to it. Glad people that haven't been here, that aren't here right now, that recorded for it. We all did a very good job, I think.
It's been a lot of fun. It'll keep being a lot of fun. So thanks, everybody, for listening to us shoot the breeze, basically, for an hour at a time.
Yeah, and that rounds out this episode of the S Words Podcast. You go to... Let's do a quote sign off.
If you guys remember
any quotes from, it doesn't have to be from anything. It can just be from us.
I'm so hard.
I'm speak.
I'm not hunk, but I live with someone who is.
Deep inside I go.
Ow! That's Miho biting Danny.
Anyone? Come on. You guys are jerks.
Me and Mike just fist bumped and left Dom hanging. What is that?
Deep on home.
That's new.
That's a new one.
Thanks, Miho.
How does that hole just open up?
She made it.
And then she made Danny spell it.
Woo! So
good night, everybody.
That's been the S Words Podcast. Thanks for listening to the entire, I guess we'll count this as our first season.
Yeah.
All right, and we hope we keep listening. Maybe one day you'll be listening to us and we're old men.
Bye-bye.
And women, so I guess.
Even farewell. I'm saying goodbye.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. Sayonara. This is sayonara.
Hasta la vista.
Das Vidania.
You live.
It's not a tumor.
Get to the chopper.
I hope he has enough fist in his stomach. I'm about to ram. Wait. I hope he has enough fist. Oh, wait. I hope he has enough room in his stomach. I'm about to ram my fist into it.
Yeah.
What?
You're gonna ram my fist down your
get
throat.
Get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
Welcome to the cooler.
Not to be. I'm Conan the Barbarian.
What is good?
What's that village quote? Village, pillage.
What?
Lament of the women.
Conan, what is best in life?
What is best in life?
Village. Sorry, when you said village, I thought you were talking about M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's like,
was he ever a topic?
M. Night Shyamalan, we have not done it yet.
It really feels like it.
We've talked about him enough to make a topic.
Hey, The Last Airbender is coming out this year.
Oh, God.
Oh, right. Hey.
Hey, did you hear? There's not going to be a Last Airbender movie.
All right, you can find us online at s-words-podcast.com. And if you have any feedback, then send it to us at If you have any feedback, you can send it to feedback@s-words-podcast.com.
And if you're on Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/s_words, where can discover the
discover. You can see
power.
The
power.
The power is yours.
The power of yours.
No. You can see the tears of time at s_words. The power is yours at s. Not s-words. The power is actually yours at twitter.com/superunker, which is the appcast.
No, that's...
If that is yours.
That's mine. The Appcast is T-H-E-A-P-P-C-A-S-T. As in, the Appcast.
Good night, everybody.
Not everybody.
You jerk. You ruined the season for us. I'm going to mix in some stuff about you saying bad things.
A BBB.
Drop this person to the transfer.
Yeah.
I heard Dom is a bad person. I heard he stole food from starving children.
I heard he urinates in people's
then he
mouths.
He urinated on the food. So I then looked at them and said, "Ha ha! No one can eat it now.
It's all mine."
Ate it anyways. When the kids were like, "Oh, we'll still eat it," he's like, "No, it's mine."
I'm so glad you're not recording right now. I am recording. What do you think?
You're a horrible person.
Oh my god.
How you doing, Iska?
She asks if you're okay.
He urinated in his mouth. What are these?
Eating.
75% of Kevin's DVDs are still sealed.
I told many yarns that Danny get terrified last 2 weeks.
We put it this way. 2 weeks ago, we went to go get yarn. Or, not 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, we went to go get yarn. Yesterday we had to go back to that shop to pick up the rest of it. She bought so much.
Okay, folks, time to get started.
Mike, sit down.
Okay.
Mike, get over here. Stop playing with Hot Girl.
The wings move out.
What's that mean?
Stop playing with Hot Girl. Get over here.
Hawk Woman.
Yeah, it's Hawk Woman.
She's a woman, man.
Yeah.
Goddamn, man.
You're so anti-feminist.
I know.
In the animated series that character design is from, they just call her Shayura, right?
That is actually Hot Girl.
I'm bored.
Me too.
What's that at the door? Jason Statham.
Hi, guys.
No, it's the mobile Statham truck.
Okay, wait. I'll just say Netflix on wheels. No. Okay.
That's WHATTHEFO.
No, it's PHO.
PHO. Oh my god.
You spelled what and pho wrong.
I'm just like waiting to go straight to Twitter and register.
I know, let's do it. All right.
Let's go to the usual question we like to usually ask each other. What is the topic of the week? The topic of the week is Star Trek. And let's go into the usual question we like to ask ourselves.
I hate that question. It makes me feel like a moron.
All right. Well, that was your number three. What's your number four?
I already did my number four.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Not because you skipped.
Oh, I was last. Damn. Okay, cut this out, Kevin.
Kevin, cut this out.
This right. is going at the end. Yes.
All right, Alex. What's number three?
I'm bored.
Me too.
Hey, wait. What's that at the door?
What? That wasn't part of the script. No, you're fired.
It's a goat.
Wait, what's that at the door?
Ah!
You want me to do this?
Yes, I'm not gonna do this.
Okay.
Okay, we're stopping recording because we know that the doorbell's gonna ring. Hey, this is gonna be a cool thing for you listeners out there. Kevin's gonna cut this part out and use it as kind of a background thing. Like, this is what happens behind the scenes of the show. This is the part where Dom goes to the bathroom and cuts himself up a little dust and...
Danny, please stop touching my penis.
Let them
open
in!
The door!
Chair face?
You guys ready for this?
All right.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
I don't know, but they were on key, so that's fine.
Okay, on. Okay.
I don't know.
Last week on 24.
Okay.
S-Words.
Okay, wait.
Brought to you by the S-Words.
S-Words.
Mike, save us.
S-Words.
Sorry. All right, shall we get started?
All right.
Hello and welcome to the S-Words podcast. Today's S-Word is Shakespeare. I did that wrong.
We're a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S.
Okay.
Your kid, help you.
Hold on. Damn it, I know what the
No, just do it this way. Now we have the bloopers. Like, hello! And welcome.
No, okay, let's
do
it
now. To the S-Words.
Let's get ready to podcast!
A roundtable discussion of pop culture subjects beginning with the Weta Dome.
The Weta S.
For the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time, if you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. I think you ought to know that I intend to hold you for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Welcome to the S-Words podcast, brought to you. You know what? You know what, Kevin? You know what that needed?
What?
It needed more cowbell.
You mean it needed more of Danny singing for me?
Hey, if Lea Salonga can sing over people, and who was Donny Osmond sang over? Who was it? Oh, he sung over that guy in Mulan, right? Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
And so Danny can be your singing voice.
Shoot, I totally forgot who he is now. Dang, I should know too.
The actual actor, not just the
Yeah,
big...
his name has a B in it as the first letter of something.
It's okay, Kevin.
God, I feel bad.
All right,
okay,
Kevin.
Anyway,
stop
segment. Hollywood voice. Hello and welcome to the S-Words podcast, a roundtable discussion of... Wait, this is the stuff segment. Hello and welcome to the S-Words stuff segment.